This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor is his this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbly and ourselves under your mighty hand today, just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today in the name of Jesus. So we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anointed such a place, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare our people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, look deep down our hearts, deep down within our souls. If there's anything that would hinder our walk with you, Lord, if there's any sin, righteous, forgive us now and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, we are the clay, you are the potter, shape us and mold us, stretch us and break us, and make us into the vessels that you want us to be, that we may be your mouthpiece, your hands and feet to be used of thee, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for prayers being answered, for requests being honored, but most of all, for salvation taking place. Let the anointed Spirit of God rest upon the Word of God. Draw souls to hallelujah to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow with Prophetess Tebow coming to you today in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is his name. Oh, yes, he is. He is that name. Hallelujah. That every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess one day. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to Matthew 7. Chapter 7, verse 21, and also 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 2. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, and also 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2.
Good evening. I'm reading and you're hearing Matthew 7, verse 21, and it reads, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Then 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2 reads, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God." I read to your hearing 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2, and Matthew 7, verse 21. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank Prophetess Tebow for sharing the scriptures with us today as we get ready to teach the word of God. We thank God for this opportunity to come before you through the use of this internet, hallelujah, a valuable tool that we are using during these times, hallelujah, this time of quarantine at the house, amen, to bring forth the word of God to you through the use of the internet. God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he is. It may seem as if right now that there people may be looking at this as a hopeless situation or condition or circumstance. But I want you to know that Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and his call according to his purpose. God has a purpose. He has allowed this to happen. God has a purpose in it. And what we have to do is get before him and reflect, hallelujah, with him what is there that he has in store. What valuable lesson through this should we learn? Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I want you to pray for me and with me as I bring forth the word. Today we're going to be talking about do what God wants. His divine will never changes. Do what God wants. His divine will never changes. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in the radio land, those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date, I want you to know the God that we serve. He's still alive and well. He still sit high and look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Here in the book of Psalms 46 and verse 10, the word of God says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Yes, the God that we serve, he still has all power in his hands. The Holy Spirit of God uses our spirit as a child of God to communicate with us, but his voice will never contradict his word. I'm going to say it again. The Holy Spirit of God uses our spirit as a born-again believer, as a child of God, to communicate with us, but his voice will never contradict his word. You see, the Holy Spirit will never deter from God's divine will. The Holy Spirit acts as an internal warning system for you and I, as a believer of Christ, when we begin to make wrong steps. Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Destiny is what God has preordained, what God has predetermined you to be and to become in his divine will. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, destiny is what God has predetermined you to be and to become in his divine will. Again, the scripture that was read in 1 Peter 1, verse 24 and 25. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withered, and the flower thereof falling away. But the word of the Lord endured forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. You see, God's divine will never changes. Everyone God chose, he predestined. Everyone he predestined, he calls. Everyone he calls, he justifies. And everyone he justifies will and must be glorified. You see, God may let us, as his children, do great and foolish and sinful things. But there is one thing he will not let us do, and that is to be lost. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9, it says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us with, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's will never change. Yes, believers of Christ, we should be actively and sincerely, after this stay-home order, after this quarantine is lifted, be about our Father's business in witnessing to others about the unchanging God, a God whose unchanging love will hold on to everyone who repents and believes, and whose wrath, unchanging wrath, will hold for those who don't. Yes, do what God wants. His divine plan, his divine will, never changes. Again, in Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Do you make choices according to the will of God as a believer of Christ? Are you longing to be in God's presence? See, the word says in Psalm 63 and 1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Do what God wants in your life, because God's will, divine will, never changes. In the presence of the Lord is where you will find the mind of Christ and the will of God. Only in his presence is where you will find the mind of Christ and the will of God. We as finite human beings should want to enter into God's presence as a child of God, as a believer of Christ. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, we need, as followers of his, we need to arm ourselves likewise with the same mindset. For he that had suffered in the flesh had ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Brothers and sisters, those that are listening in, here Peter is encouraging us to arm ourselves, hallelujah, with the same mindset of Jesus. In other words, put on the mind of Christ, hallelujah, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. It's a choice that we must make each and every day to put the world behind us and the cross before us. Do what God wants. God's divine will never changes. God is not like the weather. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. God is almighty. Yes, he is. When you live in God's divine will, you will want nothing else, nothing to blemish your born-again image and experience in the eyes of the Lord. You must be exactly like Jesus, as a follower of his, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. You must set your affection on what pleases him. You must always seek to be what God wants you to be. Yes, we must seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. In God's presence is where we should want to be. Because in God's presence, there is peace, love, joy in the Holy Ghost. Listen, people of God, the word of God is God's mirror for all people, because you will see yourself in it, in his word, if you are really want to. As a child of God, you must be a good witness and a good soldier for the Lord, no matter where you are or what you are doing. You see, sometimes we as God's people, because we're not in the immediate area, sometimes we would want to change. But here the word is encouraging us as a child of God for us to be, in order to be a good witness and a good soldier for the Lord, no matter where we are or what we are doing. We have to be mindful on the fact that God is with us. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. So God's divine will never change. Do what God wants for you to do. In 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 24, it says, "Faithful is he that have called you, who also will do it." The divine will of God is all that matters in a believer's life. That should be your foremost thought throughout every day, and before you close your eyes every night. God has a divine will for everyone. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Do what God wants, because God's will, God's divine will, never changes. But we'll find great joy, strength, and contentment in doing God's will. Sometimes feelings and inspiration can move people to say many things, but only those who follow through will be justified in the eyes of God. Yes, people of God, sometimes feelings and inspiration can move people to say many things, but only those who follow through will be justified in the eyes of God. Again, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So here Jesus is letting us know, hallelujah, you can say great things. Sometimes we say things with our mouth, but our heart is not in it. Sometimes we say things in public, just to be noticed. But if we say it, and if we don't do it, then we lie. But if we say it, and we follow through with what we say, according to the word of God, God will be pleased. You see, you have to decide, as a born-again believer, who will you please? Will you please self, God, or the devil? It's a decision that every believer of Christ have to make on a daily basis. You see, when you as a believer of Christ is determined to do God's will, you will not let anything or anyone stop you from doing God's will. If your heart is right towards God, you will live right, you will dress right, and you will act right, because you want to do everything with dignity of God's love and grace. It really is a decision, a personal decision. We have a personal walk with Christ, so it's a personal decision on our part that we have to do in order to be an example of what Christianity is all about. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, if your heart is right towards God, remember, God is the God of the heart. He examines our heart. That's why we have to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. Hallelujah. So if your heart is right towards God, you will live right, you will dress right, and you will act right, because you want to do everything with the dignity of God's love and God's grace. In the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 10, it says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. God's divine will never changes. Do what God wants. People of God, the Holy Spirit, again, it will never detour from God's divine will. So if we yield to the Holy Spirit of God and walk as he directs us to walk, we will have no trouble doing God's will and seeing clean path for our feet. Yes, I'm going to repeat this because it should be repeated. People of God, believers of Christ, the Holy Spirit will never detour from God's divine will. So if we yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit and walk as he directs us to walk, we will have no trouble doing God's will and seeing plain paths for our feet. You see, the word of God is a lamp to our feet. The word of God will bring light in our lives. The word of God will expose, hallelujah, darkness, because the light will be extended. Here in the word of God in Romans 2, verse 13. It says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. So do what God's divine will never changes. In the book of Psalms 16, verse 11, it says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasure forevermore. While others, people, are walking around that don't know Christ, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of their lives, they are walking around blindly. But you, as a child of God, as a believer of Christ, can be walking in the light of God's holiness. It is not only through the Holy Ghost that you are quickened, and he will give you. It is only through the Holy Ghost that you are quickened, and he will give you answers and make you strong in the Lord. Always remember this, child of God, that the will of man never has and never will bring about the spiritual things of God. Yes, we have a pen and pencil. You should take this and jot it down. Always remember this, believers of Christ, child of God, that the will of man never has and never will bring about the spiritual things of God. You see, it's only the word, the Bible, God's word itself, can bring about the will of God. In 2 Peter 1 and 21, it says, for prophecy came not in times of old by the will of God, by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Again, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, it says, for the prophecies came not in time of old by the will of man, but by holy men of God who speak as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Do what God wants. God's divine will never changes. Yes, do what God wants. God's divine will never changes. Gave me up to die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We serve an awesome God. We serve an almighty God. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are grateful and thankful because we know that every foundation of this hour is being shaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the White House, your house, as well as mine, even the church house. But we thank God, hallelujah, that through the shaking, hallelujah, that God is still has the last say so in every situation. And he can turn this situation completely around whatever he feels the time, his time, is the right time to do it. So all we can do is just stay, amen, being prayerful and being mindful that God knows he has a purpose for everything that he allows to happen. Again, today we are talking about God's will, divine will, never changes for us to do what God wants. Hallelujah. Again, in chapter 7, verse 21, it says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So as a born-again believer of Christ, amen, our heart desire should be to do God's divine will for our lives because his divine will never changes. Thank you, Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. God's divine will. Divinity bears witness of spiritual things here on earth. And these are three that bear witness in earth, in the earth, the Holy Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree as one, in one. The water of life comes from heaven. Here in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 38, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. That living waters is flowing into our innermost beings today, even in 2020, as a child of God. And we must pour it out to other people as we tell them about Jesus and the eternal life he brought. We have just as much eternal life now as we will when we get to heaven. You cannot add to something that is eternal because there is no end to it. Do what God wants. God's divine will never changes. So believers of Christ, time is short. Right now, nothing else should matter to you except doing the divine will of God. Those who do it will abide forever with the Lord and shall never die. In 1 John 2 verse 17, it says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Again, 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You see, God knows how evil this world is. And it is his will to deliver us out of it one day. We as believers of Christ must live in God's glory every day until Jesus comes back again. You are of great worth to God, a peculiar treasure when you do his divine will. See, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 35 through 36, it says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Yes, you have to first do the will of God, and then you will, and then you wait for God to fulfill the promise you need at that time according to his will. You see, Jesus promised that when the work is done and the end will come, then the end will come. The gospel of the kingdom has to be preached with signs and wonders, miracles and healing. Miracles will draw people to God. Do what God wants. God's divine will never change. When you do the will of God, you are proving it. That means you are demonstrating the truth and the reality of it, making it manifest and yielding to it. So we as believers in Christ, as a child of God, has a mission to accomplish, has an assignment to fulfill. With God's help and encouragement, propping us up on every leading side, asking to help us to fulfill what he has called us to be, to do. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, we serve an awesome God, y'all. We serve a good God. We serve a God of love. Because see, where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Yes, we need him. We need his grace, his mercy, his love to be extended upon our lives, our family lives, our friends' lives on a daily basis. You see, the only way to prove the perfect will of God in our lives is to be transformed. In the book of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we have to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Listen, you're not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. You belong to God. You're God's property. God wants to use you. He wants to reform, transform you. We must yield ourselves to him on a daily basis through prayer, fasting, studying the word of God, getting before him, being real with God, as real as with yourself. See, the word says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, to be transformed means to make a dramatic change. And that will bring forth the evidence that will prove the perfect will of God in your life. Also, to conform means to act in accordance with prevailing standards or custom. Here the word of God let us know that in these days that we are living in the year of 2020, here we are made aware of, in accordance with the book of Timothy, where the Apostle Paul wrote to the church, and he was encouraging Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through 5. He let him know, it says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times, times of trouble, time of difficulty shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incompetent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, haters, high-minders, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. When we look at the condition of the world today, we can see a lot of this taking place in the world that declare acceptance to everything. In the world, the way the system is set up of trying to make you think that things is all right. They want everyone, save or unsaved, to make allowance for religion and standards that are contrary to the word of God. Yes, people today, when we look around, not going around trying to judge, but just looking at it and see people today, because of the way the world is, they will encourage evil before good, encourage bad instead of better. Yes, so we, as children of God, we have to beware and have to allow the Holy Spirit of God to work in us and through us. Let the Holy Spirit of God deal with us. Bring us to that place as the Holy Spirit revealed to us the sins in our lives, to come to God just the way we are, turn out from the flow up. Hear the word says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, brothers and sisters, we must examine ourselves on a daily basis. We must go into a time of consecration, a time of getting in our secret closet, seeking God, asking him, having a little talk with Jesus, and letting him know, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but I'm the one that is in need of prayer. I'm the one, Father, that needs to be delivered, to be set free. Hallelujah. When we look around for an example of what's going on in our culture today, the world wants all people to accept the fact that same-sex marriage, regardless, same-sex marriage is okay, regardless of what God says, and do not accept in his eyesight. Here the word says in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that penalty of their error, which was due. Same-sex marriage is strictly of the devil, and those who are involved in such things will never see heaven unless they repent and change. There's other things, other sins that we know that is going on. There's other sins that is contrary to what the word of God is saying. And we as a society, we as a place in history in 2020 have allowed the things that's contrary to the word of God to take place. But we as the believers of Christ, as the church, we need to stand up, take a stand for righteousness' sake. So believers of Christ, hallelujah, we must be about our Father's business. We must stand up for righteousness' sake. Because the hope that lies in us is what the world needs. They may look at things in a hopeless situation, but we that know better, but we as believers of Christ, we must take a stand. We must be an example because we are epistles read of men. Some people may not dock the door of a church building, but they'll watch your life, especially if you proclaim to be a believer of Christ. Believers of Christ, joining in with others in darkness and in their deeds does not let God's light shine bright in your life. You must choose this day who you will serve. Do what God wants. God's divine will never changes. So people of God, only people who comes out of darkness into the divine light and then let that light shine through them are living in the image of God and doing his will. Again, people of God, only people who comes out of darkness into the divine light and then let that light shine through them are living in the image of God and doing his will. So remember this, child of God, it is not the hearers of the word of God who are living in the will of God, but it is those who are partakers and doers of God's word. In the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, the word reads, and it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." Do what God wants. God's divine will never changes. So again, we have to examine ourselves to see whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. You examine yourself, not someone else. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good rather than to that which is bad. That way you will be a changed person and be ready to meet Jesus. Do what God wants. God's divine will never changes. No one can live in the perfect will of God without prayer, fasting, and living in the word. Prayer and fasting will lead you into the divine will of God and in his deepness. In Ephesians 6, verse 18, it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and marching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Supplication means praying in humility with tears. Brothers and sisters of Christ, you can't let people or the devil keep you from your prayer time with God. Brothers of Christ, you must have a burden for souls, and your heart must cry out for lost humanity. You must also pray and have compassion for your brothers and sisters in Christ, and you must help carry each other's burden. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The only burden the Lord wants you as his child to carry is the burden for the lost. Do what God wants. God's divine will never change. Live in the Word of God as a believer of Christ is very important. 1 Peter 1:25 says, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." The word of God must be first in your life. And you, as the bride of Christ, must study. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show yourself thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." As you study the word of God, the Holy Spirit will guide you through it because he is the great teacher. Oh, precious Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word will accomplish what you will in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch each and every one that have listened, that is listening to this broadcast and those that will be listening to this broadcast at a later date. Let the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord rest upon them. Touch, Lord, in a mighty way. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Father, we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the praise and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We would like to thank all those who have listened in from far and near. People from my hometown, the DFW area, we thank you. If you have gotten anything from the message today, please apply it to your life and then share it with your friends. Also, share the telephone number for the broadcast with your family and friends. They may be able to get a piece of information that they can apply to their lives to. If you would like to contact us for comments, questions, or even a topic that you'd like for us to discuss, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, our broadcasts are every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord willing. So, the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Friday. God bless and have a great week.